you can imagine perhaps on a Saturday afternoon walking into church, you're the only one here, or so you think, the lights are dim, and so you walk into the main church, and as you get closer, you see a small child kneeling before the altar, dressed up, seems to have their hands pointed to heaven, they look beautiful, and you finally get curious why they're here, and where are their parents, and so you walk up and ask them, well, hello, you know, what are you doing here? And they say, well, I'm praying that I'm not like the rest of humanity. It's kind of like this Pharisee in our gospel today. They appear to be very prayerful and holy on the outside, when on the inside, they're kind of prideful, a little rotten. Imagine on that same day if you walked in, and instead of a child kneeling down in front of the altar, you saw a guy in the back of the church. He's sitting there, all scraggly hair and unshaven, clothes that looks like they haven't been washed for months, and you can smell it from the time you came in the church. He's sitting there with a cigarette in his hand, smoking away. And you go over and ask him, sir, what are you doing here? And he says, I'm a pretty bad sinner, Father. Which one is holy? That second man is kind of like the tax collector in the gospel today. He looks pretty bad on the outside. Tax collectors were known for being kind of bad guys. They were there to collect the tax from the Roman Empire, and sometimes they were like extortionists. Imagine, if you will, that some guy from Washington, D.C. set up camp in Wichita and went around knocking on our doors collecting money. I guess they do that already, don't they? And they would tend to resent him because it was unfair. And on the outside, they hated him, but on the inside, his disposition was asking God for forgiveness. Now, brothers and sisters, both of these men are sinners. Neither one of them are perfect. But it is our attitude towards sin that makes all the difference, and it is our attitude towards our fallenness. We can tend to get this image in our head, or desire to get this image in our head, that we're this holy person, like that little kid kneeling down in front of the altar looking so beautiful, and we can look good on the outside. And some of us do practice our religion for appearances. But then on the inside, or when we go home from church, it's a different story. The correct disposition comes from the man who is the tax collector, who at least recognizes his sin in humility and admits it before God. A lot of Christians, I find, spend a lot of time trying to be holy simply by willing it, by trying to look that way. And it is true, and this is where Satan plays some tricks on us sometimes, it is true that our external practice can influence our soul. That's why we use things like rosary beads and crucifixes and candles. We need the physical, but we need it to penetrate into our hearts. We need it to penetrate much deeper, to where we come before the Lord like that tax collector, humble enough to admit our fault and to ask for forgiveness. Which one are you? Are you like the Pharisee, trying to look good, but not letting it really penetrate into the depths of your life and change every aspect? Or like the tax collector? And in reality, brothers and sisters, we are both. On any given day, we can be both. myself included. As we come to this altar today, you are receiving the body and blood, flesh and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. Pray that your attitude may be that of the tax collector. To open myself up, all that I am, all my brokenness to the Lord. And as He comes into me, becoming one flesh with me, to transform me.